ash dieback, it's a fungal disease that came in an imported stock from Europe, where it, I think somewhere in Poland it originated back in 15 or 20 years ago. It has travelled right across Asia, I gather, but it got into Ireland here because if we didn't have adequate controls in place, and it was stock that was imported for planting in forests. Now, it has spread since, John, and I think it's almost in every county of the country at this stage. I think the first incidence, it was actually in Leitrim, identified in 2012. It was an ash plantation that was planted 3 years previous. And I suppose we didn't have that much knowledge about it then in terms of identifying it, but we know now it's gone into the hedgerows, and the gardens and nurseries have it, you know, so it's endemic now, and we have, I think there's realisation now that we're not going to eradicate it.
How can the situation be managed?
Yeah, well, this is where the IFA are calling for more clarity, because the people that have been affected, that have planted their land in good faith, and here they are with a situation on their farm, and they don't have clarity as to where they can go from here on in, and we're hoping that the government will give them a little bit more options going forward. A review took place there a couple of months ago, and we have no feedback from it, and IFA members ringing wondering, you know, where can they go from here, and they've been effectively abandoned and have been left in limbo on this. So we're calling for clarity and for a route forward, so that they can manage their, you know, give them a range of management options, even to the point where they should possibly be given the option of clear felling and returning it to agricultural use. There is work going on there in terms of identifying resistant strain, accepted now that somewhere between 1% and 5% of the ash is showing some level of resistance.